If you are calling about regulated local exchange telephone service, press 1. For any AT&T sales or service need, press 2.
Thank you for calling AT&T. I'm a virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Y también hablo español.
Are you calling about the account associated with the number
858-381-4868?
No. Yes.
Please tell me your phone or account number. One second, please.
1-5-2-0-2-0-7-4-9.
I'm sorry, but if you said something, I couldn't hear it. Si deseas hablar conmigo en español, dímelo ahora. I need to ask you to please speak up just a little bit. Please tell me the AT&T account number you are calling about today or a phone number associated with your account.
1-5-2-0-2-0-7-4-9.
One moment while we pull up your account information. How can we help you today?
I need a new modem.
Are you calling about your UVerse Internet, DSL, or dial-up service?
UVerse Internet.
Just a moment, and I'll connect you to someone who can help you with new service. Remember, you can also get help, information, or check your order status at att.com/myattapp. For quality assurance and verification, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you do not wish to be monitored or recorded, please tell your AT&T representative.
Thank you for calling the AT&T Customer Service Center. All of our representatives are...
Thank you for calling AT&T. This is Antoine. How may I help you today?
Hi, I need to get a new modem for my office. The internet keeps going out, so we're guessing it's the modem.
Okay, is it a DSL or UVerse modem?
UVerse.
Okay, what state are you in?
San Diego or California.
Okay, I'll conference in tech support. Just one moment.
And are calling about AT&T UVerse for Business, please choose from the following options. If you would like to place a new order for UVerse service, press 1. If you are calling about a pending UVerse order, press 2. If you already have UVerse and have a question regarding your UVerse bill, press 3. If you already have UVerse and need technical support or repair assistance, press 4. If you are not calling about business UVerse, press 5.
So I can better help you, please tell me which of the following you want to provide as identification. After that, I'll ask you for the specific number, telephone number,
or
UVerse account number,
Repeat that.
Sorry. Which of the following account information do you want to give me? Telephone number?
Or?
Uverse account number?
Account number.
Please say or enter the phone number starting with the area code.
Account number.
I understand that you want to talk to an agent, but I need the telephone number or account number to route you to
either of those things. Account number.
Sorry. Please say or enter the phone number starting with the area code.
Oh, my Jesus. 858-381-4868.
Thanks. I'll just look that up.
Great.
Just a moment while I connect you with someone who can help you with Uverse service.
For quality assurance and verification, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you do not wish to be monitored or recorded, please tell your AT&T representative.
Thank you for calling AT&T. My name is Darcy. May I have your first name and last name, please?
Kara Reese.
Okay. Kara. Thank you for that information, Kara. Can I just have the mobile number that is associated with the Uverse account?
It's either 858-381-4868, or it's 801-656-8437.
Okay, can you just repeat the second number for me? I wasn't able to catch you up.
801-656-8437.
Okay, 801-656-8437. Okay, let me just pull up the account. Okay, thank you for that. And can you just verify with me if what's the address for the account we're trying to troubleshoot here?
Yeah, 8445 Camino Santa Fe, Suite 213.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. And how can I help you today?
We need a new modem sent for one of our accounts. It's not working, and someone told us to call and ask for a new modem to be sent.
Okay, and before I press that for you, and can you just know what's the reason why we're going to replace the modem?
Yeah, the modem's not working.
Okay. And before I press that for you, Kara, can I just have a good mobile number that we may use to reach via phone or text with information about your AT&T services, okay?
The one on the account is fine, the 801 number.
All right. And I'm very sorry that you're having an issue with one of our modems, and I rest assured that I can help you with the replacement, okay? Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, Kyra, before I process your request for the troubleshooting, would it be possible for you if we just try to do a troubleshooting first here in my end? Is it going to be okay with you?
Yeah, what's that going to require? Is the internet going to go out or anything?
Uh-huh, and can you just check if what's the status for the broadband and DSL lights on the modem?
Sure, give me one second. Okay, so what light am I looking for?
The broadband and the DSL.
So the broadband fiber light is on, but not the broadband Ethernet.
How about for the... Okay.
DSL light. The power light's on. The Ethernet and wireless light are flashing. I don't see anything labeled DSL, so I'm not really sure.
And how about hold on, the broadband and the broadband fiber is turned on, okay. Okay, hold on, okay. Okay, here's what we're going to do then. Okay. I'm just going to process your request for the replacement of the modem, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. While I'm doing the process, Kara, would it be possible for you if I just put you on hold for like 2 to 3 minutes? Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Hold on.
Something? No. Are you like applying for any kind of
worries? 909-270-5298.
Okay, Kyra, hold on, okay? I'm still trying to process here at my end, okay? Can you just give me a little bit more time for that, like 1 to 3 minutes, please?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for waiting, Kyra, and here's what I did since when I put you on hold. I talked to my supervisor that he'll be the one to process the replacement, but unfortunately, we don't have that enough privilege or authenticity to process that for you, and let me just call let me just connect you to the proper department for that, and we'll go into process the replacement for that, okay? Okay.
Very sorry for the inconvenience. Okay. Hold on. Okay, just stay on the line, Kyra, hold on.
This is a home.
Okay, thank you for your patience, Kara. Still just hold on the line, okay? My system right now is kind of slow, okay? Thank you for your patience. Thank you. Okay, let me just put you on hold for like 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You say you've never been a fan of birthdays? I what? Yeah, I already sent it in. I haven't been paying attention. I just assumed it's what they wanted. What? Yeah.
Emily, hi Emily, and Vizcara, I do have here Miss Emily, and I've already relayed to her your issue, and rest assured that she can help you with your concern, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Hi, ma'am, this is Emily from AT&T Universe under Fiber Business Account. Mm-hmm. And I was being informed by the representative that you do have an issue on your modem and you wanted to have another modem. Is that right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. If I may ask, ma'am, can I have your first and last name?
Kara Reese.
How do you spell your last name, ma'am?
R-E-E-S-E.
Okay, so Ms. Reese, I just wanted to verify the account number that is being provided. It's 152020749, am I right?
Hold on 1 second. 152020749.
Okay. Perfect. And what will be the best number that I can call you back if the line will be disconnected now?
858-381-4868.
Ms. Reese, do you know what's your passcode in the account, the four-digit number?
I think it's 8437 or it's 2087.
No, it's not. What about your service address?
It's 8445 Camino Santa Fe, Suite 213.
Uh-huh. What's the zip code?
92121.
Okay, perfect. I do have, unfortunately, the passcode that was being provided is incorrect, though. But I just want to ask, what is, there's a security question here. Favorite singer?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yes, that is. Okay, hold on. So right now you wanted to have a replacement for the modem. If I may ask, what seems to be the problem with your service?
It keeps going out. All the
oh,
time.
Okay. And when was the last time that we do have a technician there?
I don't remember.
Okay, I think the best thing that we can do right now is to do the troubleshooting. If this thing will not work, okay, and will not be resolved, the best way that we can do here is to send a technician instead and to check what seems to be the problem. Because we cannot tell that the issue is coming from the modem itself. Maybe they need to check the wirings and everything. Is that okay?
Yeah, but someone from my work already emailed someone named Greg Harvey at AT&T, and he suggested that I call and get the modem.
Who's that person?
He's just a coworker I work with. Greg. It's Gregory Harvey T. GH3621 at AT&T.com.
Oh, and what's his position, ma'am?
Let me see if it says
in AT&T. Is he a salesman or what?
I can't.
His name is Greg. Did they provide you, was this an ID number or maybe?
No, he just said to contact care group and follow the prompts to get a new modem. I don't know who exactly he is, if he's like our rep at AT&T.
Not a problem. Actually, what will happen is we're going to send a technician if ever that we needed it, and then they're the one who's going to make a replacement.
Okay,
so just give me at least a minute. I'll be putting you in a silent hold, though, but please make sure to stay on the line. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, I'll send you an email right now, and you can just reply directly.
We can find a fine doctor as well.
Hello, Ms. Calla. Please stay on the line still, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Do these either, like,
You get a check? Okay, I can't take it till I have that.
Okay, it's already 9 a.m., right? And we can schedule a technician today. Don't you worry, they do have a spare modem. If they need to make a replacement, they will try to do so, okay? So again, it's going to be from 8 a.m., it's already 9, so anytime from now until 4 p.m. today. And they're going to be calling you prior to arrival, 15 to 30 minutes. That will be 801-656-8437 number. Is this the best number that they can call you? Hello, Ms. Kara?
Yes, please.
Yes, is that the best number that we can call you?
Yes, it is.
Is it the 858-3814-868 number?
The 801-656-8437. Yes, that is the best number.
Oh, 8437. Okay. So they're going to be calling at least 50 to 30 minutes prior to arrival, okay? And don't you worry. Again, it's 801-656-8437.
Yes.
Do you have the correct one?
Yes.
Okay. So is there anything else that they're going to help you, ma'am?
No, that's all I need. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll keep an eye on this account until we do have a technician today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.